Today's podcast session is supported by Upheal. So if you ask a therapist who's doing clinical work what the bane of their existence is, usually progress notes are in the top 1 to 2. I'm not naming any names, but when I was doing clinical work, I remember I had several colleagues who would get so backed up on clinical notes, so they would end up spending their nights and weekends trying just to catch up. Honestly, who wants to do that? And this is where Upheal comes in. Upheal is AI-powered case notes. Now, I know for many of us, when we hear the word AI, there's like a natural skepticism. And honestly, I had that skepticism as well until I got to meet with the Upheal team and learn about some of the many ways that they are doing this in a way that is HIPAA compliant and also doesn't sell data to anyone and also protects our clients as well. You can learn more about Upheal and the awesome work that they're doing in the world by going to sellingthecouch.com/Upheal. And Upheal is spelled U-P and then H-E-A-L, all one word. And at checkout, be sure to enter the promo code COUCH25, C-O-U-C-H, and the number 25 to get 25% off your Upheal plan for the first 2 months. Hey, this is Melvin. We're actually on break from the Selling the Couch podcast, but I thought it would be fun just to share some of the most popular episodes as well as some of my most favorite episodes from Selling the Couch. We've had over 200 episodes now, and I know that for me, listening to some of these old episodes, I always pick up something and learn something new. So I hope that you enjoy today's session. Before we do get to today's session, I just wanted you to encourage you to check out the Selling the Couch directory if you haven't had a chance. Basically, the directory makes it easier for us to connect and support one another as we grow our businesses. So after you register and you sign up, you create a profile that lets us know more about your practice, the good work that you're doing in the world, the unique niches that you serve, niches beyond just a traditional DSM diagnosis, groups and workshops and retreats and areas of consultation, all of those different things. And after you fill that out, it's actually way easier than it sounds. But after you fill it out, your practice gets placed on a Google map. That way, fellow couchies can find you in order to cross-refer clients. If they need a consult on a certain area, they can do that as well. One of the things that we actually have been working on that I'm just like really excited about with this recent update is we created a custom cross-refer tool. So if you look on any of these online communities, a lot of times you'll see, you know, hey, I'm looking for, you know, a clinician that lives in this area, that accepts this insurance, that, you know, works with millennials. And so we thought, why not just make it easy and create a tool to do this? So you basically can run just some filters. So you can, you know, ask questions like that. And you click just a number of different things and you get search results. And it makes the process of just cross-referring a lot easier. You can learn more about the directory over at sellingthecouch.com/directory. And please enter the promo code podcast for your first month absolutely free. We'll get right to today's session. Here we go. Hey there, welcome to session 259 of Selling the Couch. I hope you're having a great day. And welcome to the second part of this podcast conversation about creating a professional live stream. If you haven't had a chance, I encourage you to check out the previous session, session 258, just so that where we go through some of the gear and the software recommendations that I have in order for you to create a more professional live stream. Hey friends, we are on sabbatical from the STC podcast. This is my first sabbatical in 7 years, but we will be back in April with brand new episodes of the STC podcast. In the meantime, there are a lot of things happening still with STC. Among them is a brand new workshop that we put together for you that you can sign up at a date and time that works for you. If you are a successful private practitioner and interested in launching an online course, you can check out that workshop over at sellingthecouch.com/online-course-workshop. Again, that's sellingthecouch.com/online-course-workshop.
today's podcast session is, okay, now I've got all of this gear and software recorded, and Mel, how in the world do you record this stuff and prep for these live streams without getting overwhelmed and wasting a bunch of hours? And I'm definitely not an expert on this. I've only been live streaming actively here for this for the past, I guess, 7-8 months. Man, time flies. But I have learned a lot of stuff in terms of just to make this a little bit more efficient. I'm a big believer that the more time that you expend to things, the more complex that things become. And so what I've intentionally done is I block out, as I record this, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time on Monday mornings to both do a live stream and then get off and then actually prep for the following week. And then I don't think about it until the following week. And so I'm going to share basically what I do from 9 o'clock to 9:15, sometimes 9:20, is I actually do the actual content of the live stream. The general format that I follow, again, I'm learning and tweaking a lot of this, but I found this format to be really helpful, is I take a simple question that's related to the topic of whatever I want to talk about. So generally on the SDC online income stream, the theme is growing our impact and our income beyond the therapy room. And so we talk mainly about podcasting, online courses, and then I have plans to branch into different areas like entrepreneurship, which is related to my private practice niche, and then also other areas like online community building, live streaming, a bunch of stuff like that. So if that stuff is interesting to you or you're curious about it, I encourage you to check out sellingthecouch.com/live. That'll take you to my Facebook business page. And then you, if you like, you can always just like the page and get a notification of when we go live. So basically, I take a question and then I usually share three lessons or three tips or three insights that I've learned. I talk with the folks who end up watching the live stream. Usually we have anywhere between 8 and 18 folks that are watching live at any one moment. Usually when a live stream is done, I have somewhere between 89 and I would say 130 views. And then over the course of the next week or two, it starts to significantly increase. So those 89 to 130, 140 views, I usually end up being my average live stream right now is averaging, I would say, around 340 or 350 views. But I've definitely had several of them that have gone up into 800. I even had one that had over 1,000 views, which is really cool, 1 week out. So then I do that, and then I just wrap up with sort of a call to action. So sometimes it's for a product, or sometimes it's for a service. Many times it's just an invitation to download a free guide if folks that are watching the live stream and need additional help and support. And so I wrap up at the 15-minute mark, 20-minute mark sometimes. And then the rest of this session is, what do I do in that time after? So as soon as I wrap up, the very first thing I do is I use Ecamm Live as the software that I'm using on my Mac to do these live streams. And as soon as I end the live stream using Ecamm Live, Ecamm Live gives me an option to send this live stream also to YouTube. So I literally click a button and do that. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing complex, but I feel like just repurposing content and just being mindful, it's always a good idea, right? And the one area that I think I can definitely improve on is I don't go into YouTube and optimize the video, the live stream. So just because it would take some additional time. And right now I'm mainly just focusing on Facebook, but I like to just put it on YouTube. But I think that's one area that I definitely need to grow in and need to figure out how to do that in an efficient way and or delegate that out. But I essentially then send it to YouTube. And the very next thing I do is Ecamm Live. What I do is every week on the live stream, whatever question we're exploring, I put it on, it's a little pop-up that can come up on the live stream. And right at the very beginning of every live stream, I'll say, hey guys, today's question that we're exploring is You know, what's the number one mistake that I made when it came to creating my online course? Right. And so I'll have that question and I will type it into Ecamm Live. And again, this is the question for the next live stream. I will type that question into Ecamm Live so that it's ready to go. Then I go into Ecamm Live also has the ability to schedule out a new live stream 7 days in advance. So right now I'm live streaming once a week. I really hope Ecamm Live has this go out a little bit further because it'd be just really convenient to, you know, like schedule out multiple live streams, even like a month or two in advance. But what I basically do is I schedule out my next live stream. And it's literally pushing a button that says schedule a new live stream. And then there's a section that has a title. When you do that, there's a title section, and there's a description section. And so I will change out the title and I literally just copy and paste that question that I posted. And then I will change out the description. This is a little hack that I've kind of incorporated. What I basically did is I wrote out a pre-made template or pre-made description already. And so that description has a number of things already on it. So for example, let me just pull it up right here. So it has some of the free content that's on the blog that's related to the topics that I talk about. It has a section that's like the tools that I use for the videos and the live streams. I would love to feature your question on the live, not in future live stream. Here's a link to submit a question. And then I finally have just, you know, let's connect. So if you have business inquiries, you want to sign up for the STC newsletter, there's links there. If you want to learn more about sponsoring on the podcast, stuff like that. And then I have links for my private practice website, as well as right now, my Instagram and my Facebook. I'll probably narrow this down a little bit over time, but I just do that for right now. But I use a program called Text Expander. As far as I know, Text Expander is only available for Mac, unfortunately. But basically what Text Expander allows you to do is it allows you to create these pre-made templates. And then when you're ready to put that template somewhere, you literally push the colon sign and then you assign it like a short phrase. So for example, this one is colon FB, so Facebook FB new. So anytime I type in colon FB new, it pops in that entire write-up with just the click of a button. So I don't have to copy and paste anything. I don't have to retype anything. It saves a ton of time. And then the only change that I make in this one is I change out the topic at the very top, and then there's a little sentence at the very beginning. In today's live stream, we're talking about blank, and I just sort of reemphasize what we're talking about. And now that even thinking about it, like I may not even need that section, and it may just be sort of like a today's topic, and just to make it a little bit even easier. And so I'm actually going to make that change while it's fresh on my mind here. But Text Expander is definitely a piece of software that I recommend looking into. It's fantastic also for things like if you have a certain email templates that you use, if you have a like SOAP notes or DAP notes for case notes, or you have a certain format when you're doing assessments, you can put that format right into Text Expander, and then you can just do these shortcuts and it just pops everything in, and then you just have to go in and fill out stuff. It's a lot of versatility and a lot of cool stuff. You can learn more about Text Expander at sellingthecouch.com/TextExpander. That's an affiliate link, but that'll take you to the link, and so you can learn more about it. Again, it's super reasonably priced. So then after I do that, I just hit the schedule out live, and then that's literally, there is one thing that I do. I go into Canva and I pull up the graphics. So what I found really helpful, and I just follow a lot of like different entrepreneurs, and one of the things that that they do is for each of these different live streams, they incorporate like a new graphic. It's not essential when you're getting first started. It's just kind of another step to do, but I found it that it converts really well. And so I use Canva. Again, it's not anything fancy at all. And I just create these simple graphics on Canva. And one of the hacks that I did is initially when I was doing these live streams, I would go into Canva and then I would create a new graphic and then I'd download the graphic. And I noticed that this was taking me like 10 minutes. You know, it was just cutting into that time I could use for prep. And so what I instead decided to do is I go in before every new season of live stream starts. So as I shared in the last episode, I basically, my plan is to live stream. Well, this first year is an experiment to see even if I like doing this. So if I don't end up doing it in 2021, it just means that it just didn't make sense. Or, but I, as far as right now, as I record this, this is something I really like doing and I'm excited about. And my plan is basically to record in the same schedule as the podcast. So I record January, February, March, I take off April, then May, June, July, I take off August, then September, October, and I take off November, December. I found that, you know, having these sort of scheduled pauses when I'm creating like live content like this or just content, it keeps me more refreshed. And it also allows me to batch a bunch of episodes for the next season so that I'm not spending week after week recording new stuff. And so I go into Canva, and what I essentially did is, as I got to one season, I'll look at my calendar and I'll say, okay, so you're recording on Monday mornings, you've got, you know, 12 episodes that need to go out. But sometimes, a lot of times, holidays tend to come on Mondays. So what I do also make sure that I don't record on those days either, because generally I, you know, Susan is off, and then we usually try to just spend family time together on holidays. And so I don't record on those. I just make sure I have the appropriate number. And then I go into Canva and I create, I come up with potential topics for the next 10 weeks, let's say. And then I go into Canva and just create, I create one graphic and then I just duplicate the graphic. And all I do is swap out the wording, change out the background color, and then swap out like a little graphic. It sounds very complicated, but literally to do that for 1 month, it took me like an hour at most to do it for an entire season. Actually, probably even less than that as I think about it. But it just saves a lot of time. So what I essentially then do is I go into Canva, download the appropriate graphic, and then I put it into Ecamm Live as well. And then I just schedule it out and it's ready to go. Then at this point, what I'm doing is I'm spending the rest of the time prepping for the next session of the live stream. My goal is I try to finish the live stream by the 15-minute mark. I do all of this scheduling out and distributing the live stream to YouTube for the next 15 minutes. And then from the 30-minute mark to the 55-minute mark, I just use it specifically just to prep for the next live stream. So I get to the 30-minute mark, I look at my schedule, and what I'm using to actually like keep jot down notes and stuff is an app called Notability. I found this app to be fantastic. So I recently purchased an iPad Pro because I wanted something where I could just handwrite more and then jot down notes. And I was writing down notes, as you guys may know from old episodes of the podcast, I used to write down a lot of like business notes and a lot of business lessons on like an art paper, like a sketch pad. And it was really fantastic. But one of the issues I ran into was it was really hard to search, like if I needed to find something. And so I decided to switch to getting an iPad Pro. You don't need an iPad Pro, obviously, but just with some of the other stuff I'm doing, it made sense to get an iPad Pro. But you can totally, you can just use Notability as a desktop icon, which is what I do too. So I use it both on my iPad and on my desktop. But I like Notability because it allows you to organize all of the different things. So I have, for example, I have a section just for the S2C online income stream. And once you get into that section, there's a summary doc, which shows all of the different episodes that I'm creating. And then I have individual notes for each of those episodes. So when I'm ready to do a specific live stream, I literally go into the note that I want, and then I literally just go from there. And when I'm prepping each of these, what I'm essentially doing is taking a question, and I try to keep it really clear. And this is a challenge I know that many of us clinicians have, which is we have a wealth of knowledge on a certain topic, and there's always this pull to want to over deliver, But I found that sometimes, actually a lot of times, my tendency to try to over-deliver leads to actually people getting overwhelmed, which is the exact opposite of the thing that I'm trying to avoid. And so what I basically do is I take one question and I share three simple insights. So, you know, for example, this is, I'm recording this next week. I am saying the question for next week's live stream is, how long should each lesson in an online course be? This is a question that a lot of us, I imagine, are probably struggling with. Like, how in the world, I want to create an online course, but how long do I make these, right? And so I usually will state the question. I use Ecamm Live. And again, if you get a second, listen to the previous episode of the podcast. I share about like how I use a Stream Deck to pop up these questions, but I usually will pop up a question and then I usually share a story about what related to that question. I have found this is actually a tip that I learned from Building a Story Brand, Donald Miller, his work. And it's the basic idea is that we all are connected by story and we remember stories more than facts. And so I try to remember a story. So for example, in this episode of the live stream, the story that I'm going to be using is the very first time I ever thought about recording an online course and just the stress and the pressure that I felt to want to help my folks that were listening to the content, but at the same time, not overwhelming them and really feeling that tension of how long am I supposed to make these, each of these lessons? What should I include? All of those different things. And so I include a story like that. And then what I simply do is I include anywhere between 1 to 3 sort of takeaways. And so I'll say, you know, I had, you know, just from the story and from these lessons, I had 3 tips or 3 takeaways that I wanted to share with you. The very first one is this. And typically when I'm prepping, I literally just list the 3 of them. So I just list 1, 2, 3. I don't go into any more, like I don't write out paragraphs for each of those. Because especially with a live stream, one of the powers of a live stream is that it's that natural conversation that comes, right? And I want to try to promote as much of that as possible. I'm also trying to get better as just an extemporaneous speaker. And because I want to record more online courses, I'm doing more webinars. I'm doing, you know, recently I had the opportunity to lead a post keynote talk or post intros talk for the Therapy Reimagined conference. And so I'm getting to do a lot of stuff where it's a lot of like live interaction and stuff like that. And I just want to like get better at that skill set. So that's part of the reason I just keep it to bullet points. And plus also, I just don't want to get overwhelmed. And I felt like writing 3 key bullet points was just a lot more easier in terms of prep and stuff like that. And it keeps me focused. Then I wrap up with just a simple call to action. So sometimes it goes to a free online guide that I have. Sometimes it goes to a blog post. Sometimes it goes to a podcast episode. Sometimes it goes to a paid product. It just depends on what I'm trying to promote. Usually my tendency is to try to like genuinely like give a lot of free content away. But I think one of my growth edges and one that I'm getting better at, hopefully, I want to get better at on the live stream is doing just sharing more paid products and services. That way I can continue to, you know, financially support my family, build the business and all of these kind of different things. And then after that, that is pretty much it. It's saved into Notability and I don't think about it again until the next week. There are some very rare occasions when it may be a little bit more of a complex topic where I may leave like 15 minutes, like on a Thursday, just to like do one more glance at the live stream. At my notes, just to make sure I have everything covered. And then I go from there. Oh, there is one other key thing I do before I do the call to action, or actually after I do the call to action, I make a note to myself and I tell myself, like, what are the things that I need to pop up on the thing? So for example, if I'm talking about, you know, in this one, if I'm talking about a, you know, a the length of an online course. Maybe what I want to do is pop up an example of a really long online course. I'm not going to do that, but because that would be horrible. Like, here's my 28-minute online course. And but if I wanted to do something like that, I'll make a note just to remind myself, hey, Mel, remember to pop this up so that when I'm, you know, my live stream starts as I record this 9 a.m. on Monday mornings. And so I usually log in around 8:45, 8:50. And it's just, I then use that, I refer to my notes and pop up those things and I'm ready to go with the live stream. So I hope that you enjoyed this conversation. And I think even this format of really blocking out time and just taking a question or a struggle and then sharing a story, three tips with a simple call to action, it's a great format for blog posts, for podcast episodes, all of those different things. And it keeps all of us kind of focused and meaningful, and it keeps the conversation meaningful and purposeful. Show notes to today's episode can be found over at sellingthecouch.com/session and the number 259. And as I mentioned in the last episode, two things. One is all of the live streaming stuff, the gear and everything that I use can be found over at sellingthecouch.com/live streaming kit. And then the second thing is, I know that sometimes it's really helpful just to be able to see this in action, especially if you're a very visual person. That's why the learning library exists. It's just an opportunity for us to gather over the course of the year to learn from one another as we build both our practices in the therapy room, but also expand our mission and our income beyond the therapy room. And so I just recently did a STC learning conversation all about live stream. And I actually used one of my cameras to do like behind the scenes look at my room and how I set everything up. If that would be helpful for you, you can check it out over at sellingthecouch.com/learning. Have a great rest of your week and I will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
Hey there. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast session. And especially if this is your second time listening to this podcast session, I hope that you've picked up just a new level of insight. And hey, friends, we are on sabbatical from the STC podcast. This is my first sabbatical in 7 years, but we will be back in April with brand new episodes of the STC podcast. In the meantime, there are a lot of things happening still with STC. Among them is a brand new workshop that we put together for you that you can sign up at a date and time that works for you. If you are a successful private practitioner and interested in launching an online course, you can check out that workshop over at sellingthecouch.com/online course workshop. Again, that's sellingthecouch.com/online course workshop.
Something that helps you on your private practice journey. As I mentioned at the beginning, we'll be back with new episodes very soon. And before we wrap up again, just wanted to encourage you to check out the Selling the Couch directory over at sellingthecouch.com/directory. I actually wanted to use this time just to talk a little bit more about not just the directory, but what we're doing and what my big vision for STC is. You know, as Selling the Couch grows, what really weighs on me is how do we use our influence and how do we use the resources? And for me, how do I steward well all of what I'm creating? And so we're actually taking 50% of the profits from directory sales to create a scholarship fund for kids who have been rescued from brothels in the commercial sex trade. When I was a grad student, I was very fortunate to work 3 weeks in Bombay, India with the NGO and with social workers in Kamathipura, which is the largest concentrated red light district in the world. It's the largest red light district in Asia. And I spent 3 weeks there, spent a day right in the heart of the of the red light district, going into brothels with the social workers, doing lots of education on everything from HIV/AIDS, all the way to trying to figure out what what some of these workers, the challenges they were facing. And I spent the majority of my time about 5 hours away helping at a school where the kids of these workers were, and just teaching different classes, getting to spend time with them, reading bedtime stories to the little ones. And ever since all of that happened, I just have always felt like, man, if I ever get the chance to do some big things in the world, I want to make sure that everything I create leads to something way bigger than me. And so, and fortunately, Selling the Couch happened, and now the STC directory is happening. And so this is where I'm hoping that, you know, we can dedicate our time and our resources, and I really have some big plans as we go forward with this. Again, you can learn more about the Selling the Couch directory over at sellingthecouch.com/directory. Be sure to enter the promo code podcast to get your first month absolutely free.
So if you've been listening to the STC podcast for a while, or you've been listening to podcasts and you've had this thought of, Mel, I would love to launch my own podcast in order to grow my business, just wanted to encourage you to check out our free podcasting workshop, which is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop. You can basically sign up at a day and a time that works for you. It's 90 minutes. And when I do these workshops, or when I record them, I truly believe in quality teaching, so it's going to be well worth your time. We're going to go through gear recommendations and how to launch strategically and how to think about monetizing your podcast and how to line up your podcast with your existing offers and how to do it strategically and authentically and not salesy and slimy and all of those things. So again, the link is over at sellingthecouch.com/podcasting workshop.